Well, that sounds like a noble thing to do. So, yeah, I've got to get my, the tripwire hooked up. You know what I'm talking about, the one that turns the radio off when you turn the ignition on and off. I got to get that wire hooked up. This is becoming kind of a pain. I actually had to buy one of those little jump packs because I've done it so much that I've left the radio on more than a couple, 3 days. And cause I got two vehicles. I got a work vehicle and I got a personal vehicle. And the one vehicle will sit for a couple, 3 days while I drive the other one. And then I'll say, oh, maybe I'll drive this one today. And I go to get into it and the battery's dead. So, because I can't remember to shut the damn things off. So it's something I have to do. So I'm going to... Next project is two projects. Put an NMO mount on permanently, which the truck is 2001. I think I could probably do that. And then the other thing is get the ignition wire hooked up so the radio goes off. So that's what I've got on mine is the timer box that when the ignition's off, voltage below an X set point, it starts a 15-minute timer, then kills the big relays. And then when you kick the power back on, or turn the truck on, it'll the relay energizes the loads for the radios and the trackers and LTE and all that. But I forgot to grab the ignition sense wire trigger for the radio. I got an adapter that goes in the back of the 5550, and I got to do that still.